Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor recap podcast hosted by a male and a racial best friend duo, both of whom for the first time I think are younger than the lead. Very exciting.
That is exciting news.
We are here to announce the recap schedule for this season of Golden Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise, both airing Thursdays.
Tonight,
if you listen on the day that that's accurate.
Thursday.
We will be releasing recaps on Monday. First thing Monday morning, they'll be ready for your commute. We will not be releasing Saturday, as you might expect. Apologies for the inconvenience. Or, as Mitch Hedberg once said, sorry for the convenience. These are coming out Monday. In the meantime, you're free to listen to our cast preview discussion from a couple weeks ago that we did on our Patreon /MarrimandAB.com/MarrimandAB. Anything else to add, AB?
I don't think so. I think Mondays is going to work real well, Rim. I'll tell you that right now.
I think so too.
People
I'm very
excited. Enjoy that Monday morning, little Monday, not feeling so great. You
make
turn
the
on
coffee.
You get the coffee going. You turn it on. You enjoy. You have a great start to your week.
That's why we're doing it. That's the main reason.
I like this.
Yeah, I agree. All right. So that's that. Any questions? Keep them to yourselves. Talk to you later. Speaking of rankings, Golden Bachelor cast, power ranking /tiers. Let's do this. I'm going to go through and I have a little note about each of them.
Okay.
And then I'll
tell you who stands out as you get to them.
And me too. And then you'll do your rankings at the end. You have rankings, right?
I don't have rankings. I just have.
Me neither.
Who I got my eyes on.
We'll do standouts.
Standouts. And then I'll give you who I don't like as they come up.
Okay. I use the Variety article.
Which yeah, that's where I am,
nice,
too.
Okay, good.
That's what
we'll,
I used.
We'll link to that one. That was a nice one. And it wasn't a slideshow.
I hate slideshows.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, don't get started on the economy of...
grinds my gears.
Of the internet. I don't like it. Anna, 61, retired nutritionist from Summit, New Jersey. A woman of the world. The first of two women of the world, which I believe means you travel too much for Gary. I see him as a homebody. Anything on Anna?
Oh, this isn't the article I was looking at. I had a different one I liked.
Do you have a slideshow?
No. It just had a quick quote, where they're from. This one's too much.
Yeah, there's a lot in this one.
This one's too much. I'm not...
That's fine. Hold Still up. Use your notes. Anna.
I was using Entertainment Weekly. Here we go. Anna, 61, Summit, New Jersey.
Yeah.
She said this. She's actually on my list of people I don't like, Rim.
Wow.
Number one, she's too young.
Yeah.
Bio fun fact was when Anna dives with sharks, she goes cageless.
So we have different bios and I didn't know that. That's
too
risky for Gary. That's way
too risky for Gary. Gary doesn't like swimming with sharks.
No.
And how many times are you swimming with
sharks?
He likes
watching shark stuff on television. Yeah.
He likes Shark Week. Gary likes Shark Week. He doesn't want to participate in Shark Week.
No. Side note about widows.
Yeah.
I did give extra points to widows. If it was made clear that the person is a widow, Bing, bang, boom. You can connect.
Can you let me know who's a widow?
I didn't take that down. I just, okay. And not all of them. It didn't say like 65, 5'8"
wasn't one
from
of
here.
Kids.
Widow. Yeah, yes, widow. Or no. It didn't have that. Yeah. Some of them it was alluded to. And I thought, oh, that's something you can talk about.
Something to connect on.
April, 65, therapist from Port Lucie, Florida. I wrote here April's drama based on the amount of jewelry she has.
She's blang blanging. From what I can see, I see upwards of 10 bracelets and then a big gold chain. Maybe multiple chains there, and then two or three gold earrings.
I'm looking
That's too flashy for Gary.
I'm looking for my Mr. T. That's April. And yeah. Gary's not that.
Gary's like, I can't wear this on my wrist because it'll get sucked up into this farm machinery.
Does he farm?
And you'll lose an arm. I have no idea.
I don't think he does.
I picture Gary as a farmer.
Yeah, no. Christina, 73, retired purchasing manager from Sierra Madre, California. Loves playing pickleball, listening to Paul McCartney, and horseback riding. That is more Gary's speed, I believe.
Christina's first ever... I got my eye on Christina, by the way. 73. Okay. Christina's first concert ever was the Beatles in 1964. Now, I don't fuck with the Beatles, even in the slightest. But if you saw them live, that's something I'm very interested in.
Well, it sticks with you, yeah.
Okay.
Edith, 60, from Downey, California. Retired real estate agent. She loves golfing, salsa dancing, and traveling. On the weekends, she loves making a big breakfast to eat in her garden. I like all that. However,
I like all that.
60. And he's not moving to your garden. You're going to have to recreate that in Indiana. Anything on Edith?
Something to note, she's building a tiny house in her backyard. I don't think Gary's interested in the tiny home living room.
Based on the promos I've seen of Gary sitting down, I would say he's 6'2".
He's too big for a tiny house.
Too big for
and
a tiny house.
And he likes space, if I know Gary.
Yeah, yeah.
He likes big sprawling mansions. He doesn't like tiny homes.
Out on Edith. Not out on Edith, out on their connection.
Mm-hmm.
Ellen, 71, retired teacher from Delray Beach, Florida. Quote, the full package in the bio I read.
Full
Seems
package,
like
eh?
The writer has a favorite. Watching television, reading the newspaper, and playing bocce ball with her girlfriends. I've
Hell
got
yeah.
my eye on Ellen. Ellen, mm-hmm. Gary's a newspaper man.
Gary loves the newspaper. Every morning, 5:30, Gary's sitting down, reading the newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Watching
you
the
join
sunrise.
Him? You want to read it too?
Oh, did you see this?
Pass here? Back and forth the pages. You start with this section. I'll start with... Gary starts with this section, and then we trade? Is that the...
Well, yeah, Gary has more than one newspaper subscription. He's got the local news, he's got the Times, he's got
you
all
start
he's
with
got
the Times,
it.
I'll start with the
Wall
local,
Street Journal.
We'll switch.
Yeah. So I have my eye on Ellen. I've got Ellen highlighted to green.
I do too.
Faith, 60.
She seems, I read into the pictures, but she's got a genuine smile to her rim. Nothing fake about Ellen.
Faith, I agree. Faith, 60, high school teacher from Benton City, Washington. Some of these ladies are faking with their interests and all that mm-hmm. stuff. Oh, I love to skydive. Be serious. You did it one time and you won't shut up about it. That's skydiving. Faith, 60, from Benton City, Washington, a high school teacher. A woman of many talents, which she continues to do professionally, such as radio hosting, teaching, and singing. Faith is a fun thrill seeker and has checked many life goals off her bucket list, like diving with sharks. We got another sharky, riding a motorcycle, getting a tattoo, but she's still looking for someone with whom to enjoy the thrills of life. None of Faith's bio screams Gary to me.
No. No.
He's a golf cart guy. He goes on 2-mile walks before dinner at 4. We're not doing thrill seeking, I don't think.
Maybe she can pull that out of him, though, Rim. Have you thought about that?
I don't think you want to be pulling anything. No
yeah,
one's
I mean, when
pulling
you're 70,
new stuff. He's 71.
I don't want to have new thrill-seeking experiences when I'm not 70. I just don't. I don't think I'm going to want that.
You
want to
have
I've
new experiences, not new,
new experiences.
Dangerous experiences.
No. Yeah.
Jeannie, 65. So no on, you're not, no eye on Faith.
Can you imagine if you went skydiving when you're in your 70s? Your bones getting all jumbled up? I can't even imagine it right now.
I don't know if we're okay.
Yeah, I can't imagine it right now. If I went skydiving, I'd be hurting.
Jeannie, 65, retired project manager from Estill Springs, Tennessee.
Jeannie's favorite color is neon, Rim.
Oh,
I don't
huge,
like that.
Huge red flag.
Quit getting cute with your favorite colors, folks. That's not
blue,
a color.
Green, red.
Pick a color.
Purple.
What are you talking about, neon? You can't say, like...
a style of color.
A style of
color. I like earth tone. That's my favorite.
Yeah, what are you talking about, neon? No. I don't like right. that.
So far out on Jeannie now. She's very sentimental, she says, which I believe Gary is, but she keeps little memories from dates like fortune cookie fortunes.
I don't think Gary
wants all that crap laying around the house. I don't think he wants to create new storage room for, you know, her trinkets, Jeannie's middle school play programs from whatever. It's like you were talking about.
Well, it's also, fortune cookies suck now. The fortunes aren't worth keeping.
So true.
They're like kids' paintings. They're not worth keeping. Throw those in the trash. They're
now
not good fortunes.
Fortunes.
There's nothing to keep about those. Sure, if you have a fortune cookie collection from 20 years ago, 30 years ago, sure. But if you're still collecting those things, no.
Big so you're saying flag. Older, back in the old days, fortunes were
if you have
more
some fortunes,
specific.
Yeah, if you have some fortunes from the 1970s, 80s,
those are worth
early
something
90s,
too.
That's something to go back and you get a little book. You have all those fortunes in there. That's something I'm interested in.
And you can say, did this happen or not?
A little coffee table book with the fortunes from the 70s, 80s, 60s. That's something I'm very interested in.
With
I'm,
the fort-
I am concerned if she's still keeping those, though.
Yeah.
Current day fortunes. I'm concerned about that.
Joan, 60, private school administrator from Rockland, Maryland, happiest when she's at the beach with her family. This lake in Northeast Indiana is no Atlantic Ocean, Joan. So I don't know if Joan, and this is the assumption I'm making, is that Gary's not leaving. That's how I'm approaching this.
No, he's not moving. He's got kids and they're all there. He's rooted.
Built his dream home.
He's not moving anywhere. Hmm.
Anything else
Agreed.
On Joan other than
no.
here for the wrong reasons due to
too
her young age?
Too young, I'll say that.
I've got my eye on Kathy.
I do too.
70, retired educational consultant from Austin, Texas, walking 5 miles a day and reading 50 books a year. That is Gary's
Hell
speed.
Yeah.
That's what Gary does.
Hell yeah.
And the outdoor activities she likes are doable for Gary, that I believe, and in the area. Kayaking, hiking, go somewhere, go skiing.
Gary's from Texas, right?
Where's he lives from? In Indiana. I don't know where he's from originally. He lives
never
in Indiana.
Mind.
Yeah. Okay. He lives in northern Indiana.
One of the things I liked about her was she's from Texas, because I thought Gary was from Texas.
No. He lives near Fort Wayne.
Okay, never mind. Don't like her as much as I did.
Is your eye still on her?
My eye's on her. My eye's on her.
Leslie, 64, fitness instructor from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Couple
it's too,
things
it's too
here
much
that,
right off the bat.
Too
it's too
much.
Much.
Yeah.
It's right off the bat. It's too much. No.
Former professional figure skater?
That's too much.
Cutting edge, run 10 marathons and is looking for a running buddy for life.
It's too much. I can't
I
say
don't
it enough.
Know
this is too much
about Gary's running, but I look at him and I go, his shins aren't going to hold up in a marathon. That's just what I think, if that's okay for me to say.
It's
the
too
big
much.
Thing is her,
it's
grand,
too much.
Her grandkids call her glamma.
I hate that.
I hate that. Too. I hate that
I
more
hate
than
that.
I can describe.
I can't tell you how much I hate that.
Is Gary a glampa? No.
No.
And then she also says, in this one that I saw, Leslie's looking for a real man who will enhance her life. So no. This turned into a Nugenics commercial by the end. I'm just, this is not what Gary's looking for.
No, nope, nope, nope. It's too much.
Maria, 60, health and wellness director from Teaneck, New Jersey. A hopeless romantic who's looking for a kind, funny, and independent man that's ready for a love adventure. Not a let's hike the Pyrenees adventure. A love adventure.
Okay.
Tennis, pickleball, and board games.
Okay.
Gary's a board game man.
Mm-hmm.
Eye on Maria, despite her age at
age.
60.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of 60-year-olds. A lot of them sneaking in here. These kids.
These kids here for the wrong reasons. These 60-year-olds.
Anything,
here's my,
Maria?
Here's yeah. my... Not for Not for Maria, no. But Marina is my young...
Oh.
My young addition to my... Keep my eyes on this person. Because she's only 60.
I got some flags on Marina.
What do you got?
Well, let's hear why you like her.
My thing here says she has 3 master's degrees. That's impressive. That'll impress Gary.
Yeah. He likes education.
He likes education. He likes being challenged.
Gary has a class. Gary still has his class rings from high school and college.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gary will put those 3 master's degrees in a prominent location in the house. I can see it now.
Hmm.
And she'll keep him on his toes.
Here's my
what's the red flags?
Marina. She's from Los Angeles.
I hate that.
She lives in Los Angeles. She loves the UCLA Bruins, I believe.
Mm. Hate that.
Moving. I think that area of Indiana is either permanently or occasionally Eastern time zone, which is 3 hours ahead of the Bruins.
Yeah. Not great.
And she's a woman of the world.
Those games come on late.
Oh, my gosh.
They come on late. Even for Central Time.
Although,
Eastern Time? My goodness.
A couple of Big Ten folk now.
A couple of Big Ten folk.
Those are that's my hold up with Marina.
That's fair. Los Angeles is a big red flag for me.
Borderline deal breaker.
Yeah, it really
She's
is.
Not coming over here.
No.
Nancy, 60, retired interior designer from Alexandria, Virginia. Golf, walking her dog, watching college basketball. Potentially moving to Indiana. I got my eye on Nancy, my second 6-year-old with an eye.
Wow. Okay.
Anything there?
Nothing here for me. Nope.
Okay.
Not a standout. Didn't have my eye on and wasn't negative either, though.
Did your bio have college basketball? Because that's the...
No, it says Nancy is a Bruce Springsteen fan. Stan, it says. Not fan. Stan.
I wonder if people know that Stan is a pejorative.
I don't think people... I think Stan has transformed.
Yeah.
I think Stan has transformed in the last like 5 or 10 years from where the original...
Yeah.
Where Stan came from, which was a psycho song
was
from
the worst
Eminem.
Thing you can call a fan.
It's,
yeah.
It's a psycho fan.
Moving on to Natasha, our 4th straight 60-year-old. Get him out of here, I say.
Yeah, just... come on.
Natasha is a pro aging coach and midlife speaker from New York City, New York.
New York, New York, Rim. Concerning. Age
Next.
Concerning.
Next.
New York, New York. The Big Apple? Mm-mm. Not for Gary.
She loves taking walks around Central Park. Well, you might not be as impressed with the parks in Northeast yeah. Indiana. No disrespect, but that they're different. Pamela, 75, retired salon owner from Aurora, Illinois. This was the first one where I was like, I could see Gary moving to
Illinois,
big city Aurora.
Okay. Okay.
Pamela's a great listener and a hopeless romantic. Anything on her? 75.
So you say 75 and I'm in. That's all. Got nothing else.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Here we go with Patty, Matt James's mom, the clout chaser. Ultimate wrong reasons. Retired real estate professional from Durham, North Carolina. How about Patty?
She interests me, but...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I could see it. North Carolina, kind of. I could see Gary in North Carolina, or her in Indiana. But she, yeah, she's. It is concerning.
What do you think Gary's reaction will be based on what we know of him when he finds out she's the mom of a former bachelor?
I don't think he's going to even know what she's talking about. I don't think Gary knows what The Bachelor is, the show he's on.
No, right. You heard him. You saw him, or maybe you didn't. I think it was on Mental All. He was like, I really look up to you guys going on Mental. He was lavishing the cast of this season
with
praise, like, wow, you guys are cool guys and you're great at life. And they were like, dude, we're just here to fuck around and go to the beach.
Obviously, we're concerned about Patty, but I am interested. I like the addition of her in the cast.
Little
connection. You get Matt James there. What if we get to hometowns and it's Matt James and Rachel? That's fun. I told you about the stuff they've been doing on TikTok. Get Gary and Patty involved with one of their TikToks.
They
get 1,000 milkshakes and they try them all.
Okay. Peggy, 69, dental hygienist from East Haven, Connecticut. Peggy went back to her dental practice after retiring because she missed it so much. Tells me emotionally unavailable. She's married to the game. Sorry, Gary. No room for you. She can't give up the dental stuff.
That's fair. Maybe she just didn't have a partner that she could really slow down with, Rim, to fill that void.
Eye on Peggy? Or no?
Yeah, I think I got my eye on Peggy.
You got a lot of
eyes
out there. I
have eyes all over the place.
Yeah.
I have eyes all over the place.
You either have your eye on them or you don't like them.
I mean, basically, if they're above 65, I got my eyes on you, for one. And then there's occasionally some people under 65. So that's a lot of people.
I make the jokes about the 60s. That's like half of my eyes at this point. Renee's former 67, former Chicago Honey Bear cheerleader from Chicago. Renee loves planting flowers, spending time with her cat, attending group fitness classes, and going for walks around Lake Mendota. Interesting. Gary lives on a lake.
Former Chicago Honey Bears cheerleader? Which is the Chicago Bears?
I assume so. I imagine that's
what
they used to call
it. I just looked it up.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Lives in Madison, though. A little further away.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But 67, so you're in.
Yeah, I got my eyes on Renee, for sure.
How about Sandra, 75?
That's the age I'm talking. Now we're talking.
Retired executive assistant from Doraville, Georgia. A cruise lover.
Very proud of her high credit score, it says here, Rim. As she should be.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. Gary loves the high credit score. I promise you that.
Yeah. I thought someone here is like a financial planner, and I thought, Gary doesn't need your help.
He's good. He's fine financial help.
She won an episode of Wheel of Fortune and is big into PDA.
Well, Gary's
fun
not.
Tidbits.
Gary's not big into PDA.
No.
He doesn't hold hands in public, in fact.
He would hold hands
until
under the table
serious.
At the local restaurant until you're serious. Yeah, you have to. Well, they have to be engaged.
Yeah.
And I don't think he would. I don't know. But maybe talking about bringing something out of somebody, maybe that's something that he would be open to, is PDA public.
I got my eyes on Sandra. I got my eyes on her.
I don't. I've only had a few. My eye means more than your eye. I only have like
my
four.
Eye doesn't mean a lot.
That's what I'm gathering. Susan, 66, wedding officiant from Aston, Pennsylvania.
I got my eyes on Susan. Okay, Rip.
Why?
Because she looks like Kris Jenner.
I was going to make a joke and say, Susan, 66, professional Kris Jenner impersonator.
She looks exactly like Kris Jenner. She mentions Kris Jenner in this article.
As like,
she
I
dreams,
look like her, or she just
no,
wants to be
Susan
her?
Dreams of having lunch with Kris Jenner. She looks just like Kris Jenner, and I'm interested to see if she tries to act like her, too.
Her voice is definitely Kris Jenner's voice.
She's got Kris Jenner's voice. I'm very interested in her for my own purposes, not for Gary at all.
Put her in the Patty zone.
But I got my eyes on her. Yeah.
I don't, because she's into the Rolling Stones. She loves going to Rolling Stones and Pink Floyd concerts. I'm not sure Gary does mushrooms or ever has. But maybe. That's Susan. Sylvia, 64, public affairs consultant from Los Angeles, California. She's not leaving.
And she's here for the wrong reasons. Because she's under 65.
We really simplified this whole thing.
If you're under 65 and you're from Los Angeles or New York, you are here for the wrong reasons.
What are some other potential red flags? Like, what if someone has an Instagram account and they run it themselves? What is that a red flag for you? What if they have X number of followers?
Is the Instagram account to follow other people?
It's about the posts. Yeah, it's about the posts.
If they have that many posts, yeah, that's a problem for me.
But what if it's all their grandkids? Every time they hang out with their grandkids, they post.
We're all good then.
Here's something that would be good. If you post individual photos of you every time you hang out with your grandkids, you post 5 or 10 individual posts with no captions of your grandkids. I like that too.
I like that.
If you post a carousel of 10 every time, and then you write a little caption about what you did, now we're veering in a different territory. If you're posting reels, if you're editing reels of hanging out with your grandkids, and you're like in there doing this, big red flag. So there's different types of Instagram use.
Agreed. I'm going to do some research into who has Instagram before the season starts.
We're looking for different types of red flags. Yeah.
Yeah.
Teresa, 69, financial services professional from Shrewsbury, New Jersey. Board games, gardening, romance novels, and hula hooping. And this is where I have my notes. She is at least one of several widows in the group. And I apply my widow boost.
As you should.
To their, NBA Jam rating.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can connect with Gary about that.
Agreed.
Anything on Teresa?
No, I don't necessarily have my eye on her. Although after you said that, I should.
Yeah. 69.
Good age. Good age. How old is Gary? 72 or 3 or something?
71.
71? 71. Okay.
Anything else on Golden Bachelor cast?
No, I just can't wait. I can't wait. It is going to be fun. I saw a picture of them all sitting around a table, like in a normal cocktail hour setting. Looked great. Looked fun.
Picture from an episode.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. I'm curious what the Paradise schedule is going to be. I feel like it's going to be 3 months because they're only doing one episode a week, but I don't know.
Because it's all on Thursdays, right?
They're doing it all on Thursdays. I imagine Paradise is 2 hours.
I'm sure with the writer's strike, they're trying to stretch everything out as far as they can.
Yeah, I don't know.
If they can stretch it to Bachelor, I think they're going to... Don't you think it's going to stretch to Bachelor? October, yeah. November, December, January. You take a week, 2 weeks off, and then you got Bachelor?
Maybe.
If even?
Maybe
or you just ride
Christmas.
Right into it.
Yeah.
We're going to be watching this on Christmas.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.